On January 31st, 1956, during the height of the Cold War, a B-25 bomber plane went down on the Monongahela River in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Four of the crew members survived the crash and were rescued out of the water, while two men drowned. The actual details of the crash are well documented, but the location of the plane after the crash is unknown. The mystery of this missing plane has endured for over 60 years since the initial crash. This missing plane has turned into a local conspiracy theory that harkens back to an innate fear of government. On January 31st, Major William Dotson and five crew were flying over Pittsburgh during a routine training, which consisted of a flight from Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada to the Air Force Base in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. This flight was to pick up airplane parts and have them delivered to Harrisburg. During this flight, the plane refueled at Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma and then again at Selfridge in Michigan. At around 4 p.m., the crew reported an unusual loss of fuel and requested to land at Greater Pittsburgh Airport. When Major Dotson realized their fuel wouldn't last that long, he instead insisted that they land in Allegheny County Airport. At 4:11 p.m., the fuel supply was completely empty, the engine was malfunctioning, and Dotson was forced to try to land in the Monongahela River near the Homestead Grays Bridge, which is just minutes away from downtown Pittsburgh. All six of the crew members survived the crash, but only four were rescued from the 34-degree water. Two men, Captain Gene Ingram and Staff Sergeant Walter Susie, drowned, and their bodies were not found until months after the crash. The Coast Guard grabbed a wing of the plane, but while dragging it to shore, the line slipped and the plane was never seen again. Search efforts by the U.S. Coast Guard and the Army Corps of Engineers continued for 14 days, but the bomber was never found. The plane hitting the water, however, has been confirmed by hundreds of eyewitnesses. The B-25 bomber was a World War II-era bomber. 16 of the bombers were used in the Doolittle Raid on the mainland of Japan in 1942. The bomber measures 15 feet tall, while the Monongahela River is only 20 feet deep. This difference of 5 feet, it seems strange that the plane would not be recovered. Things would be different and make a lot more sense if the small plane landed in a massive ocean, which is miles deep compared to the 20 feet of the Monongahela River. This fact, along with the timing of the crash, has led to many conspiracy theories about the missing plane. The conspiracy theories range from reasonable, like the thought that the plane floated down the Ohio River, to outlandish, with the theory that the plane was carrying Soviet agents to Las Vegas showgirls that were hired to entertain senators in Washington, D.C. Some suggest that the bomber carried dangerous cargo and that the U.S. military secretly recovered the plane to hide its true contents. Another theory is that the mystery bomber was carrying a nuclear weapon or even a UFO that it picked up from Area 51. Many hold to the claim that the highly polluted Monongahela corroded the aluminum exterior of the craft decades ago, and only the steel plane parts remain, which is why it's been so hard to find. This theory makes sense long term. It would absolutely corrode after decades of being in the polluted water. But this doesn't account for the 14 days where the U.S. Coast Guard and the Army Corps of Engineers was looking for the plane. Groups have gone out to attempt to retrieve the plane. The B-25 recovery group narrowed down the bomber's most likely resting place to a 50 by 20 foot area off the Glenwood Bridge, which has been known as Bird's Landing. They believe this plane is buried under a mix of dirt and water just 150 feet from the shore. The sonar scanning showed cars and wrecked boats in this area, but no plane. Previous searches have been done with divers, remote-controlled submarines, and sonar scanning were used to locate plane parts, like large durable metal pieces or rubber chunks, but nothing was found. While these theories work to make sense of something that cannot be explained, they also shed light on the political and social climate. A missing militarized plane going down into the water under mysterious circumstances during the height of the Cold War is a perfect breeding ground for a conspiracy theory. The theories pertaining to a secret government retrieval of the plane due to the fact that it was host to nuclear weapons is a direct manifestation of the very American anti-government spirit coupled with the nuclear anxieties that were heightened during the Cold War. Not even a decade after the end of World War II, the fear of having a nuclear war with Russia was something on nearly every American's mind. The fear of nuclear war spread so deep that even the children during this time were required to do drills in school in case of a nuclear attack, similar to the active shooter drills that are currently in place. With McCarthyism running rampant, the fear of a communist government takeover had everyone on edge for several years. While the missing plane is most likely some fluke where the plane got washed into an adjoining river or sunk into a quicksand-like spot in the Monongahela, The mysterious disappearance of this plane has been a source of folklore for the city of Pittsburgh.